evening. You're watching Public Media M1's English language news broadcast, Hungary Reports. I'm Steffi Derry. Banks and financial institutions had until April 30 to inform their clients with foreign currency denominated loans on the procedure of the exchange mechanism. In line with the Parliament's decision, several hundred thousand households will have the opportunity to swap their mortgages to foreign denominated loans with much preferable conditions. On receiving the bank's letter, clients have 60 days to opt out from the scheme. Swiss franc and Japanese yen loans were once popular with hundreds of thousands of Hungarians. The two-thirds of the affected families are disappointed of the government's scheme concerning foreign currency loans, said a lawmaker of the opposition socialists. Chandor Budany, a lawmaker of the party, member of Parliament's Budget Committee, said that ruling Fidesz ratcheted up expectations concerning its own measure, but exchange rate losses had turned out to be a lot more than expected. He blamed the government's economic policies and the weak foreign for the situation. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán urged the upgrade of the Budapest-Liszt Ferenc International Airport at a conference in Budapest. Development plans at hand include the construction of a hotel, a cargo distribution center, and a rail link from the city center. The Liszt Ferenc International Airport had a passenger turnover of 9.1 million last year and is a hub for Wizz Air and Ryanair carriers.
We must create a far-stretching concept for the airport. If Vienna continues to keep the distance before us, we won't be able to close up in Central Europe. And if we cannot, so that we cannot build, as you call it, a line of hotels here, then our beautiful Budapest will get stuck at its current state of development.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has sent a message of support for Hungarian President Janos Eder's call for climate action now. He said Hungary will this year join with other countries in forging a collective path forward on climate change. Referring to the UN Climate Change Conference in Paris in December, Ban Ki-moon said governments will have a historic opportunity to finalize a meaningful universal climate agreement. A website is up and running where Hungarians can register to support the fight against climate change under the motto "Take climate action now." The Lake Balaton has long boasted with a bicycle ring around it. The same concept will be realized around the Tisza Lake in the east, with only one section to be completed. The investment is expected to draw even more tourists to the artificial lake created in 1973 to rule water levels on Hungary's second largest river.
The shores of the river Tisza are peaceful now, but it will be packed with canoeists and kayakers from June on. A building under construction in Tiszafüred will allow cyclists to make their stops and relax for another leg of their journey along the river. We make sure there will be a dressing room, a shower, so that if someone comes here as a cyclist, they can feel comfortable, said the secretary of the tourism development company. A bicycle path will also lead to its terrace. Unfortunately, the bicycle routes that we have in the area are quite in a bad condition. We are looking forward to an improvement in the cycling tourism. It is going to be very important for us. The map shows where the bicycle routes have been built so far around the Tisza Lake. On the northern part, though, cyclists are restricted to ride on a busy main road, but the planned 4.5-kilometer section, marked in red, will soon be ready. The function of the tourist bicycle route is to close the ring road around Lake Tisza. It's the introduction project for the planned Hortobágy bicycle trail. When the project is completed, cyclists will be able to use a 60-kilometer-long section. Jasnagy Kunszolnok County's tourism increased by 11% last year. The investment is expected to attract new visitors to the region.
In a short period of time, the Hungaricum law brought about a business success with the selling of Hungarian quality products, said a government official in Vidék, Serbia, at an opening ceremony of a promotion center for Hungarian products. Spicy red paprika, salami, the food brandy called Palinka, and traditional handcrafted art also make part of the Hungaricum universe.
A distinctive Hungarian product called Hungaricum means outstanding value, but it also means that the product has bonds with the history and the past of the Hungarian people. Zsolt V. Németh, state secretary in charge of promoting Hungaricums, visited Újvidék, Vojvodina, where a center promoting Hungaricums opened. With the Hungaricum law, we wanted to recharge the empty batteries of our national self-esteem and, on the other hand, to gain profit by gathering the Hungarian products that the rest of the world esteems as pioneering achievements. This is an example that it is possible to gain profit with this label. The newly opened center offers more than 600 Hungarian products to customers. The family business from Magyar Kanizsa has been providing Hungarian food for 25 years. They plan to open even more such centers after the ones in Belgrade and Újvidék.
Szerbia mindig is közkedvelten vásárolt a Magyarország élelmiszer.
Újvidék has always been a good customer of Hungarian food products. Furthermore, not even Vojvodina, but the areas of central and south Serbia also have a need for these Hungarian products. The Hungaricum centers in Serbia not only sell Hungarian products, but also promote the values of Hungarian culture and applied arts.
Besides car making, creative industry is likely to be the point of breakthrough for Hungarian economy, because young designers have lately entered the international markets with great success. A design fair called WEMP, and based in Budapest, gives ground for artists and craftsmen to try their entrepreneurial spirit.
Natural skincare products, handmade soaps, custom designed bags, and jewelry were offered to customers at the WEMP Design Fair. This craftswoman holds a diploma of economy, but now she sews toys. She's been selling her products at the fair for 5 years. I have a daughter. She gives me the ideas what she wants to get or wants me to make, says the designer. At the design fair on Erzsébet Square, the real focus of the city, handmade jewelry products proved to be the most popular. I bought a bracelet because it says enjoy life, and this is the motto of the year. Plus, it has a happy yellow color, so I thought this would be great for this year, said this woman. This bag designer reuses materials considered as waste. He sews bags from seat belts and airbags. I made products from fire hose, parachute, and I'm going to make one from truck canvas. There are lots of materials which can be reused and can give us an opportunity to make a new product, and it is not necessary to produce waste, said the bag designer. Zsófia Vári, the manager of WEMP, says one of the purposes of the design fair is to build an image, a brand around Hungarian designers. In the last few years, design has had a bigger role, not only in Hungary, but internationally too. The Hungarian designers and product designers are really talented, and a fair like this is a good test for them, to test themselves and their brands, and how they can cope in their homeland and later around the world. The creative industry, which includes design and fashion, is the second fastest growing sector in Hungary after the automotive industry. It produces 3.2% of GDP.
And watch out for ticket machines if you're a tourist in Budapest. Unknown vandals often tamper with automatic ticket machines in bus and tram stops across Budapest by blocking the cashback slots. The buyer is left with no money back, but cheaters can then take the coins by removing the blocking object. The Budapest Transport Center is aware of the problem and has taken the appropriate action by reporting the cases with the police. The center is asking everyone buying tickets and passes in the street to check the machine before the purchase. So that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time. Thanks for watching. From me and all the team here, good night.